This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the revamped state-of-the-art Lachit Borphukan Police Academy and laid down the foundation stone for Police Academy housing projects at Dergaon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said, Assam is developing at a fast pace and peace has returned to the state under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Shah said that the center will provide 3 lakh crore rupee projects for the state and it will boost the infrastructure sector. While speaking on the occasion, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said, Today is a red letter day for Assam police and a befitting tribute for the legendary Ahom General Lachit Borphukan. The Chief Minister informed that state government is also planning for a police medical college at the same campus. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarvananda Sonowal, said that this state-of-the-art police academy will produce best police forces in the country for tackling the new age crimes.
Assam vikas ke raste par aage badha hai. 10,000 se jyada yuvao hathiyar dalkar mainstream mein aaye hain. Jis Assam mein ek zamane mein andolan goribadi आतंकवाद की चर्चा थी वहां आज सबसे आधुनिक इंडस्ट्री सेमीकंडक्टर की लगने का काम भी हो चुका है.
द इंडियन स्पेस रिसर्च ऑर्गेनाइजेशन हैज सक्सेसफुली कंप्लीटेड द फ्लाइट एक्सेप्टेंस हॉट टेस्टिंग ऑफ द क्रायोजेनिक इंजन डेजिग्नेटेड फॉर द 6th ऑपरेशनल मिशन ऑफ द LVM-3 लॉन्च व्हीकल LVM-M6. The test was conducted at the ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri, Tamil Nadu. The LVM-3, also known as Launch Vehicle Mark III, is a three-stage medium-lift launch vehicle developed by ISRO. The cryogenic engine of every mission undergoes hot testing as part of its acceptance process for the flight, ISRO said in a statement. All competitive examinations conducted through the Maharashtra Public Service Commission will be held in Marathi also. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis recently made the announcement in the State Legislative Council responding to the query raised by Shiv Sena, Uddhav Bela Saheb Thackeray Party's legislature Milind Narvekar. Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today said the government is committed to ensuring that consumers are well informed and protected against misleading claims. The minister made these remarks while addressing a webinar via video conferencing on the occasion of World Consumer Rights Day. Mr. Joshi emphasized that the government has modernized the grievance redressal mechanism by focusing on consumer empowerment. He highlighted that the Consumer Protection E-Commerce Rules 2020 helped in protecting consumers from unfair trade practices in the e-commerce sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 13th March. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the My Government Open Forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 20th of this month. Union Minister for Railways, Technology and Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, inaugurated a new campus of Z-Work Electronics at Spriper Rumbudur. Speaking at the event, the minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country was growing at a faster pace at all fronts, including electronics, communication and digital infrastructure. He said that India is the second highest electronics exporter. India has reaffirmed its commitment to continue to act as a leading voice on advancing labor welfare, quality employment and social justice at global forum. Secretary, Ministry of Labor and Employment, Sumita Daura said this while addressing the 353rd Governing Body meeting of the International Labour Organization in Geneva. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.